listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Yeah. one more for you and me. Give me something to hold for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me?
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin coming at you from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Today, I am sitting outside, listening to the world around me. When was the last time you did this? Where you just sat, listened to the leaves move, with the trees, from the wind, running water from a brook or a creek, birds chirping, the cacophony of sound of cars going over the, or where I am now, the turnpike and Route 130. Maybe an airplane flying overhead. Let's just sit and listen for a little bit and use it as a form of meditation to calm the mechanism. Isn't there something really calming about that? Not feeling like you have to add anything to the situation, but just take in what's being provided. And while we're doing that, you could have your eyes open or your eyes closed. Look out. I see a big blue sky right now. Some hazy clouds in the distance. The sun is shining bright. In a forest, and a plane's going overhead right now. It's amazing what we miss sometimes when we're so busy running from point A to point B, doing things for everybody else, driving around, working. I've been guilty of it. I tend to have tunnel vision when it comes to certain things in life, because we have a job to do, responsibilities, and we sometimes forget to take a look at the bigger picture and really pay attention and take notice of what's going on around us with nature. It's a beautiful thing to just sit and let the soundtrack of the world play for us. Thank you. So the next time you're feeling stressed out, depressed, or anxious, worried about something, maybe try this form of meditation where you go outside and take notice of the things, the beautiful things around us that are part of nature, and not try to add anything to it. No thoughts other than just taking in what is around us. It's wonderful. Feel free to play this episode whenever you're having one of those moments, if you will. And I hope it brings you some peace, peace of mind, peace of heart, and peace of soul. That's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
Fly away to a higher
And all we have to say is that I do. All we have to say is that I do love you.
Chapter 3, Going Green. March 1st. Once a song's out there, it's no longer mine, and that's the purpose of music, to belong to people. Said Adu. While music can be an individual experience, in that we may have a favorite band or song, it is meant to be a shared experience among everyone. It's why we like going to concerts with our friends with a bunch of random strangers. It's why people either form a band or want to be in an orchestra or choir. It's a reason why bands write, record, and perform their own material in public. To share it with the world. It is a courageous thing to do, share our innermost thoughts, desires, and feelings in this form of audio art. Why? Because it makes us vulnerable. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Once we are on the same playing field with sharing a big piece of ourselves with each other, progress and growth is possible. This is the good stuff of life. March 2nd. Every song is like a painting. Dick Dale. What a beautiful image. I would even add this by saying, a song like a musical painting. In a well-written song, lyrical or not, there are instruments, voices, and extraneous noises all layered on top of one another to make this collage of sound. Some are more in the foreground, if you will. Some are more in the background. Some are to the left. Some are to the right. Some are right up the middle. A story is told through the cumulative sounds. All of them create a beautiful soundscape. The same goes for a well-done painting. Colors and shapes layered on top of one another depict a scene. Some are more in the foreground. Some are more in the background. Some are to the left. Some are to the right. Some are right up the middle. In the end, when you put together, they create a beautiful landscape. March 3rd, music is therapy for me. It's my outlet for every negative thing I've ever been through. It lets me turn something bad into something beautiful. Amy Lee. This rings true in so many ways for me. Music has been my therapy for life's triumphs and tribulations, more for the tribulations. When I write a song, I do my best to create something beautiful out of something ugly, to take a situation or event and flip it on its head, look at it from the other point of view. There are two sides to every story, and in order to truly make some sense of something, we have to look at it from all angles. This way we can make the most informed decision on how we let it impact us for the rest of our lives. March 4th. The best music, you can seek some shelter in it momentarily, but it's essentially that it provides you to face something to face the world with. Bruce Springsteen. Life can be hard, downright impossible, or so it may seem, at times. We're constantly going this way and that way, pulled in so many directions that we don't know which way is up or which way is down. Taking care of everyone around us, but maybe not taking care of ourselves the best way we can. If this sounds familiar, no need to worry. What is happening is you are being the definition of selfless, putting others' needs in front of your own. However, it can be incredibly tiresome, exhausting even. When life becomes too hard to bear or you feel overwhelmed, find something that can ground you or bring you to a place of warmth and safety. It could be a literal place or a metaphorical place. Maybe it's your favorite song, maybe not. If music doesn't quite do this for you, that's okay. Whatever it may be, hold on to it for dear life. It's something you can always come back to in order to maneuver your way through this crazy adventure called life. March 5th. Music is the embodiment of my soul. When I play, I'm not performing a song, I'm becoming it. Tash Sultana. To allow ourselves to be the antenna or channel for the muse to work through us. That's what Tash is speaking to here. When we open ourselves up to possibilities, which creating music is, after all, we become the idea of the song itself. Also, when we pour ourselves completely into something, it has a tendency to engulf us. It could consume us. At the same time, we have to be careful to not let it become an unhealthy obsession. Finding the right balance, that's all. Everything in moderation. March 6th. I always say this about my music and music in general. Music is like a time capsule. Each album reflects what I'm going through or what's going on in my life at that moment. Eminem, Marshall Mathers. The Real Slim Shady says it so well. What an interesting way to look at it. Music is like a time capsule. And once we take out whatever, whenever we want to, about a particular time in our lives, We don't have to bury it like an actual time capsule. Feeling nostalgic around the holidays? I know I do, and I tend to gravitate towards songs of old which remind me of simpler times. It's never a bad thing to think about the past if we think about it in a good way. It can warm our hearts and help us to live better in the present, therefore setting ourselves up for living well in the future. March 7th. My music is a spiritual expression of what I am, my faith, my knowledge, my being. John Coltrane. Spoken like a true musical genius, Coltrane admits to music being an all-encompassing experience. It makes perfect sense. He was an incredibly talented musician and spent his playing days in a state of pure improvisation. When we're in a state like this, it is impossible not to tap into something outside of ourselves because we're constantly in the moment and having fun with the musical notes and various rhythms, patterns, and scales. We learn how to think on the spot, adapt to situations happening in real time, become more flexible, learn how to read what someone else is going to do, being on the same page, if you will, trusting they're going to do something that complements what you are doing and vice versa, and then acting on it right then and there. In a nutshell, it's tapping into the intuitive part of ourselves, that gut feeling we have when we know something is good or bad. March 8th. Music is my religion. Jimi Hendrix. Bold statement, Jimmy, yet true. People depend on music like they depend on their faith in a religious denomination. They both can help us rationalize an irrational world, find comfort and peace when all around us is chaos, and inspire us to be the best version of ourselves. Sometimes something we can lean on when all hell, pun intended, is breaking loose. A great piece of music, like religion, can give us hope that tomorrow will be better and that all is good. So as Maren Morris said in her song, My Church, can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost running through you when I play the Highway FM. I find my soul revival singing every single verse. Yeah, I guess that's my church. March 9th. When I am stressed, my number one reliever is my music, Sabrina Bryan. Life can be stressful. When we are at our breaking point, do we turn to something constructive or destructive to cope? Music is one of my ways to de-stress, calm the nerves, and center ourselves. It can help provide a healthy escape from reality without the use of substances. And the best of all, it can create lasting positive memories to tap into when times get tough in the future. Music for the win. March 10th. Music is the social act of communication among people, a gesture of friendship, and strongest there is. Malcolm Arnold. I think what Malcolm is trying to say is that music has this uncanny ability to form bonds between people, deep connections, not just surface level interactions. When we listen to a song that has great meaning to us, we open a door to our souls that may otherwise be closed. And when two people connect over a particular song, be it a lyric or a musical section, we share a piece of our souls with each other. March 11th. For me, living and making music, they're one thing. It's not like a job that I go to a studio to do, or have a chore that I have to get myself in the mood to do, or something. It's the thing that I need to do every day. John Frusciante. I understand exactly what John is talking about when he talks about needing to do music every day. I'm very much the same way. It's become such a big part of my life that I can't imagine my life without it. It's like breathing, something that comes natural and vital to sustainable life. At the same time, it's hard to separate what is music and what is life if you are a musician. Music is life. Life is music. They work interdependently and interchangeably with each other. March 12th. I don't read music. I don't write it. So I wander around on the guitar until something starts to present itself. James Taylor. What a great way to explain what it's like to be the channel or antenna for creativity as it pertains to songwriting. And coming from none other than stellar storyteller James Taylor. Sometimes we just have to be open to something great happening, and when it does, be there to capture it. I love this quote for another reason, too. He's basically given up the credit to something else. He realizes that in order to create something amazing, he must first humble himself and take his ego out of the game. This is great advice for anything in life, the wisdom to know we are not doing things alone, but rather with the help of a higher power. March 13th, music has charms to soothe the savage beast, to soften rocks or bend a knotted oak. William Congreve. In a nutshell, music has the ability to reach all people, places, and things and make us feel things we never thought were possible. March 14th, when I hear music, I fear no danger. I am invulnerable. I see no foe. I am related to the earliest times and to the latest. Henry David Thoreau. I think what Thoreau is referring to is music's role in making us feel invincible. It can inspire us to try new things, to divide and conquer, to take on the world. In this, it keeps us young at heart and mind. It can turn enemies into strangers, into friends. In this, it changes hearts and minds. It can make us feel like all is right. In this, it gives us a piece of heart and mind. March 15th. Good music will always be recognized in the end. Suga. No matter the genre, songwriter or artist, a good song is a good song. Whether it was written in the 1700s or the latest single by Ed Sheeran, a well-crafted tune will always have a place in the sands of time. Think of a song like Amazing Grace. Written by a former slave trader who had a complete transformation, John Newton, this song is arguably more relevant today than it was when he wrote it in the 18th century. Why? Because it's a great song, lyrically and musically. It's every songwriter's dream to write a song like this. March 16th. Music is the pleasure the human mind experiences from counting without being aware that it is counting. Gottfried Leibniz. Music is very much a form of mathematics. It's based off the number 4. And as human beings, we love to count even if we don't realize we're doing it. For instance, a drummer counts the band in and out. We count calories. We count on our family and friends. We get head counts. We count our blessings. March 17th. I think you just have to be yourself. Instead of catering your sound to a specific audience, make the music you want to make, and the audience will find you. Lewis Capaldi. Speaking like a seasoned veteran, Lewis nails it. In order to be a true artist in the musical sense, you have to be yourself and make the music that inspires you first before you can inspire others. If you try to change who you are, then you aren't being authentic to them, for one. And two, you aren't being true to yourself. You'd be living a lie. Doing something original can have its challenges, but it is way more gratifying to know you created something honest that other people enjoy than making something to fit a certain mold or box. There are enough cookie-cutter copycats in the world. Dr. Seuss said it best. Those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter. March 18th. Music is the mediator between the spiritual and the sensual life. Ludwig van Beethoven. Since the world elicits the spectrum of feelings inside of us, there has to be something or someone to play referee with them. Checks and balances, if you will. Music is a great way to swing the pendulum back to the middle if life is leaning us towards those feelings of sex, lust, and all things of the flesh. To become more spiritual, that's where our effort should be. It has less of a negative effect than becoming more sensual in nature does. In fact, becoming more spiritual is a good thing. Music may very well be the thing that keeps chaos from becoming order, and vice versa. March 19th. I think that music, being an expression of the human heart or of the human being itself, does express just what is happening. The whole of human experience at the particular time that is being expressed. John Coltrane. Like a great photograph, video, or painting or sculpture, if done well, music captures a moment in time. It is the personification of the here and now. All thoughts are focused on the present, and nothing else matters except for the song at hand. The more we could tap into this, the more we enter the zone or live our lives in the flow state. This is where great work can be done. I don't know about you, but I'd love to live every moment of every day in this state. To catch glimpses of it is truly life-changing, and I've experienced it on occasion. But imagine being there all day, every day. That would be heaven. March 20th. Music is the best way for me to say I love you. Muriel Mathieu. It's hard to beat someone verbally saying I love you to you. It is the nicest, kindest, most loving thing to say to someone. What's the perfect way to say it? By putting some music and a melody behind those 3 words and singing them in a song. Music makes us feel good on its own, and inserting I love you to it is the icing on the cake. March 21st. I think the most important thing about music is a sense of escape. Thom Yorke. In life, the sense of escape is vital. If we never took ourselves out of stressful, overwhelming situations, we would most certainly crack. For this, we needed it to give us a better appreciation for everything and everyone. We needed to calm our nerves or remove ourselves mentally from unpleasant and unnecessary situations. We need it as a therapy for our own faults and failures. At the very least, it's a healthier, more constructive way to spend your time than almost all other forms of escape. An example, drugs, alcohol, pornography, etc. Thank you, music. Thank you. March 22nd. Most people die with their music still locked up inside them. Benjamin Disraeli. This is a great metaphor for life. He's not just talking about having songs to sing, lyrics to write, or melodies to be composed. He's talking about leaving this earth with things unsaid or undone, the idea of having unfinished business. Maybe we didn't make amends with that friend yet. Maybe we didn't go on that trip we were talking about. Maybe we didn't write that book we were always planning on writing. What would you do if you knew you only had 3 months to live? To some extent, that time limit shouldn't matter, because we ought to be living every day with that mentality. All living things have a time limit, and humans are no exception. Every day could be our last. Let's get out there and live it. Now, this doesn't mean live with reckless abandon, but with a renewed sense of urgency that everyone's clock is ticking, including yours. March 23rd. There are more love songs than anything else. If songs could make you do something, we'd all love one another. Frank Zappa. The Fab Four got it right. All you need is love. Not only did they say those words, but they put them in a song. Can't beat that. In my experience, certain songs have inspired me to take action on things in life. So Mr. Zappa is onto something here. Why are there so many songs about love? It's an intangible we try to make tangible. So is music. We've managed to do that through inventions like the 45, the cassette, the CD. But to the non-musician, music could be this elusive thing. Where does it come from? Some musicians aren't sure where it comes from. During moments of flow when writing, recording, or performing, it is something floating in the air, waiting to be picked up by someone. The same goes for love. Let's really listen to the words of love songs and apply them to real life. March 24th. Talking about music is like dancing about architecture. Steve Martin. It's silly to talk about anything that's inspiring for too long when we could be making something all inspiring for others to enjoy. Yes, it's nice to appreciate a great song, painting, or sculpture for what it is, but to perseverate on it for inordinate amounts of time can be wasteful. Wasteful of our time and energy, that is. It is as if we are making something an idol, which can be a slippery slope. Plus, imagine someone dancing about architecture. Although it may be fun for a little, the point is that there's no reason to. Appreciate? Yes. Dance about it? No. March 25th. Music is well said to be the speech of angels. Thomas Carlyle. We've already made the case that music is something extraordinary. It's something outside of normal experience. Music can help us escape. Music can be therapy. Music draws out the gamut of emotions. Music can inspire us to take on the world. Music can break down barriers of language, ethnicity, and culture. Music is both visible through technology and waveform and on physical forms of media, 45 cassette CD, and invisible, floating in the air at a live performance or someone humming a tune at a local coffee shop. The list goes on and on. Keeping these in mind, angels are extraordinary beings. If there is a language they would speak, maybe it would be the language of music. For they don't have to say anything, and yet a message is widely communicated. They float in the air like music does, sometimes elusive and sometimes visible, through pictures and traumatic life events. They are there to protect us from the curveballs life throws at us. Music and angels, angels and music. There's a nice ring to it. March 26th, music is powered by ideas. If you don't have a clarity of ideas, you're just communicating sheer sound. Yo-Yo Ma. Like many things in life, without a clear vision, the train goes off the tracks quickly. Focus, organization, and a clearly stated goal goes a long way. It may be the difference between achieving something great and just doing the bare minimum. Without clarity, things can get chaotic almost immediately. Clarity is not an easy thing to manifest if you're not used to doing so. On the other hand, it is quite easy if you're accustomed to making it a priority. Music is the same way. From writing an intro to a verse to a chorus to a bridge, a song comes to fruition by organizing ideas into a structure, not just throwing them at a proverbial wall and seeing what sticks. It's more of a game of chance than a game of well-thought-out moves. March 27th, I started realizing that music is the one area where I've always let go. When that saxophone goes into my mouth, I get into a space where I never think about the notes I've already played or anticipate the notes ahead. Kenny G. Being perfectly in the moment. We can all learn a thing or two from forgetting about the past and not looking too far ahead. By doing this, we eradicate a lot of unnecessary stress and anxiety. Plus, we allow ourselves to actually experience and even enjoy the present without distractions. Some of our best work is done while being in the flow state or the zone, if you will. Nothing else matters except what's staring us right in the face right now. Not what happened 2 days ago, and not what might happen 2 days from now. The second we start to realize the less we worry about the past or the future is the second we start to be our best self. March 28th. Art is fluid, and it travels. You have to let music take you where it wants to take you. You can't necessarily be the controller. Khalid. Giving control is one of the hardest things to do. We like to think we have everything under control, but in reality, all we really have is how we react to situations. Everything else is a wild card. We can't predict what the weather will be like. We can't control someone else's behavior. We can't foresee traffic. Music is similar in that we must be the channel or antenna for the muse to work its way through us. The notes will tell us where to go next in a song if we're aware enough to listen. Maybe a saxophone part is supposed to come at bar 24 and not a guitar. Maybe the song is supposed to have no lyrics. We have to ask ourselves one important question. What is best for the song? In doing so, we inevitably remove our ego from the equation. This is where the real magic happens. March 29th, music makes us want to live. You don't know how many times people have told me that they've been down and depressed and they just want to die. But then a special song caught their ear, and that helped them give them renewed strength. That's the power music has. Mary J. Blige. Music saves. It's hard. I've heard this sentiment expressed by many people in my personal life. And I would go so far as to say you probably heard it in yours. Music inspires. Music makes us feel great. Music gives us hope. This is the transformative, divine element of music that isn't talked about enough. It's saving grace quality. If there is ever reason to thank a thing, music certainly warrants it. Thank you, music. March 30th. Music is basically melody, harmony, and rhythm. But people can do much more with music than that. It can be very descriptive in all kinds of ways, all walks of life. Charlie Parker. Like we've touched upon in previous quotes, music does so many things for us. The emotional, psychological, physical, and spiritual benefits on the human race are impressive. It is both visible and invisible at the same time. It is one of the few things in life that's considered otherworldly or divine. It has the ability to be simple yet complex, speak when no words are present, and give us hope. Some say music is love and vice versa. So is music basically melody, harmony, and rhythm? Yes, but it is also so much more. It's like the saying, there's more than meets the eye. With music, there's more than meets the ear. March 31st. I didn't get interested in music. It was a gift from God. Nina Simone. To be aware enough to admit that there is a higher power at work in our lives is both humbling and mature. Being open to giving up control over everything can be freeing. Nina so nicely says that music is a gift from God. It really is. I know from firsthand experience that it is one of the gifts he's given me. I didn't seek music out. It sought me out. I was aware and open enough to allow it in my life. ever since I let it in, it's become such a part of me that I have a hard time remembering what life was like before it. I can go into the long story, but the short story is that I broke my tibia playing soccer, and in the rehabilitation process, stole an old guitar my dad had lying around in the corner of the dining room. I asked him if I could play it, and he taught me a couple chords. From there, I was hooked, and I spent countless hours after school teaching myself how to get around on the instrument. What sounded good, what didn't sound good, lots of trial and error, more error. And once I got it, I continue down the path of songwriting, teaching myself other instruments, and use it every day to make a difference in the lives of those less fortunate. Imagine if I didn't allow it in the way I did when I was 16. Imagine what you've allowed in. Now imagine what you've stopped from coming in. How would your life be different?
With a memory of you, yes I will. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. We make each other better together, my puzzle piece. I lost a step or two when it came undone. We're just a piece and a part of it, a lot of fun. You're the apple of my eye, the slice of heaven and pumpkin pie. A sweet dream that finally came true, yes it did. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Sha-la-la, sha-la-la, sha-la-la. Sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la. You said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Give me your heart, which just fits so well. Falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. I said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. 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 My puzzle piece.